There's a lot of fear right now about AI taking people's jobs. Well, here is a story about how AI is helping people get jobs, and not just anyone, but people who face significant barriers to employment. NPR's Andrea Hsu reports.
Tens of millions of adults in the U.S. have some kind of criminal record. These are felonies, misdemeanors, and in some cases, arrests without a conviction. The kind of histories that scare employers away. Virginia Mireles knew she looked terrible on paper.
5 felony records, all due to my drug addiction.
Mireles grew up in poverty, started using heroin at 14. For 2 decades, she cycled in and out of the Arizona prison system. She says while you're behind bars, you think a lot about how you're going to change. But then you get out.
And you can't rent a house under your own name. You can't find a job that's going to help you support your family. So now you just feel terrible about yourself because, you know, your family's looking at you like, I thought you were going to be different.
It's a problem that Noella Sudbury is obsessed with solving.
How do you help someone with a criminal record get a job? It's really hard.
Years ago, as a public defender in Utah, Sudbury saw a justice system unresponsive to the root causes of people's problems.
Mental health, substance use, trauma, poverty.
Over and over, she saw people who had served their time struggle to find their way. Later, she took a job with Salt Lake County to try to bring change. Employers needed workers. The county wanted to help people get jobs, but their records stood in the way, most commonly drug charges and retail theft.
Could be shoplifting, it could be stealing a cup of coffee, it could be something small. But that background's scary to employers, particularly entry-level jobs, retail jobs. Like, I don't want somebody who's dishonest on my team.
Now, most states allow for some criminal records, like misdemeanors and nonviolent felonies, to be sealed or expunged after a period of time. Some states have passed clean slate laws to make this automatic for low-level crimes and non-convictions. Those efforts are driven by research showing people are less likely to commit new crimes if they have steady housing and jobs. Sudbury got a sense for how desperately people want those things when she began holding expungement clinics in Utah in 2018.
Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people came, many of them with their little kids holding hands in line, looking for opportunities.
Many told her they wanted to work in healthcare because in the throes of their addiction, somebody had saved their life. But the process of sealing a record was hard.
Just to do the intake, to piece together what was on someone's record, was taking 45 minutes to an hour per person.
Sudbury believed there had to be a better way. She thought, what if we could access the same information the background check companies use?
Could I build an app? Could I use technology to reduce my time? I just believed it was possible.
That was 7 years ago. Fast forward to the other week.
Good to see you.
Noella Sudbury was in Washington, D.C. to raise money for her startup, Rasa Legal, and her AI-powered app.
Oh, this is great. I've been following you crazy, so.
Sudbury's vision for automating the intake process is now reality in 3 states, Utah, Arizona, and Pennsylvania. You enter some information, answer a few questions, and within a few minutes, you can see your record and what can be expunged. Desmond Lomax, a contractor with the Maryland Department of Corrections, practically begs her, come to Maryland.
All of the administrators in Maryland, including the governor, he would love this.
Oh, I love that.
In fact, Sudbury's goal is to expand to every state, but it's a huge challenge. There's no national database that AI can just scrape. Every state has its own laws, its own systems and forms.
Sometimes counties have their own forms.
So it's going to take time and money, but technology is making it possible. Rasa is also using AI to draft the statements that get sent to court, explaining to the judge why the expungement should be approved. Now, the AI has made mistakes, so their lawyers review everything. But over time, Sudbury says, it's gotten so much better.
To now, where it sounds like I wrote it myself.
More than 90% of the petitions they file get approved, and the time it takes to file has been cut by more than half, so Rasa can charge just a fraction of what private attorneys charge. Sudbury says legal aid organizations doing this work might be able to help a few hundred people a year.
Since we launched in 2022, we are at almost 34,000 people now.
Virginia Mireles, the woman with 5 felonies, is one of them. A few years ago, she met Sudbury at an event and learned about her app.
I quickly went home to see what's possible for me, and in less than 5 minutes.
She saw her felonies could be cleared. Today, though she could work anywhere, Mireles works for RASA. She talks with people who've gone through the screening process to see if they want to move forward with expungement. She sees in so many of them a brighter future ahead.
You'll never find a harder worker than someone who has something to prove to themselves.
She knows you're not always going to get a second chance, so she's not letting this one go. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.